On
Oh,
this
my
computer.
shoes now. Dad
All
dropped your
right, it's
coat.
recording. Joanna, can you hear us?
Mom!
I heard mom.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. All right, we're going to call the order at 8:17. First step is approving the agenda. So if everybody will look over the agenda. Joanna, let me see if I can send that to you real quick. Not send that to you.
I have it. You sent it to me
You have
already.
it? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Did I send you the minutes too?
No, I don't have the minutes, but I have the, I'm taking notes with the
Okay. The agenda, can I get an approval?
I make the motion to approve.
Okay, Coker and a second. Walden. And then we'll approve the minutes if you'll look over the minutes.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Coker and a second. You bet. All right. My notes here. Okay, so I'll start off on the meeting. We do still have co-chair and alternate positions available. I have not had any bites as far as parents. Is there anybody that would do it? Okay, co-chair.
Why don't you let me send a dojo, the parent? I mean, just a school wide. But will you send me exactly what you want it to say? And then I'll put it out school wide and we'll see if anybody bites that way.
Okay,
Is that okay? Or
we
do
can
you
do
need it
that.
like now?
No, we don't need it. I mean, this is the last one for the year, so we're not going to start again until like September, October next year.
Y'all can say for the people to.
And it only meets four times, so it's a super easy position. It's just be available in case I'm not, which most of the time, if I'm not, I just don't have the meeting. It would be nice if somebody did chair and I could co-chair it, but if nobody bites that, then that's fine.
This is
I'll chair.
exactly what you want to do.
Got myself a note, I'm going to forget. Okay, the second one is the Jared Scott report update. I did end up sending him pictures of the posters that the kids did to get that done. He has not replied back, so I'm assuming he's still in the process of doing the report. I know he's been traveling a lot, so I'm sure he's got to do that in between everything. Hopefully, we'll get something back. If not, some of the students that were here working on it, of course, won't be here next year, but maybe we can still get those other students involved in trying to get it started for the 24-25 school year. Hopefully, they don't forget about it and they know. I'm sure they will. I was also thinking about next year, planning to have somebody else come in and do mental health and the suicide stuff just to kind of give them a break because I know that. Students, some of them have seen it a couple times already, and I'm sure they don't want to see it a third time, same stuff on a row. So we'll look into something like that. Let me get Malvin's opinion, see if she knows somebody to do something, just a different point of view for it. That's about it on that. Final screenings we got done, so they're completely done. I just have to put them in the computer and refer those out. Acanthosis, we are doing right now with the fitness gram. So I've got a few left. A couple won't be back until next week. So we'll get those done, get blood pressures taken on all of the positives, and then send those referrals out. So hopefully by the end of next week, I'll have most of those done. Fentanyl curriculum, I am still looking at that up. There's still not a really good program or a program that's free. I did find out about one yesterday. One of the teachers had brought up a 111 project, and there's one out of Odessa, and they go and travel schools and talk to them. And I believe it's free. I have to reach out to them and find out what age group they do, what's discussed, what the cost is, that kind of thing. So I'm going to try to reach out to that one since it's local. And then after that, if that one's not going to work out, maybe to MPD or somebody else here in town and see if we can kind of keep it local based, because I really would like for them to come in and do that if they can. So we'll do that. I know I saw MISD just send out a generic letter to parents. They haven't done really anything else. So there is a generic template that we can use off of PEA. So I'll get that done and written, and then we'll just send that out to parents for right now, which, so we can get all the rest of it approved. We did get Narcan. Coca brought back Narcan from, where did you say you went? Is it the conference center?
Yeah, from Region 18.
Region 18. So I have two Narcan nasal sprays in my office now. Yay! So that's awesome. Hopefully we never have to use them. They're good until 2026. So we never have to use them. And then the only other thing that I have going on is 8th grade Stop the Bleed CPR is May 1st. So we have that going on. And then other than that, I think that's it for me for the rest of the year. I don't think I have anything else. May 1st, yes. A couple weeks ago, yes.
Yeah.
All right, Coach.
Let's see. The spring and fitness moment challenge, we got probably about 80 back. So families were active during spring break, so that was good. And we are in the middle of fitness gram. Nurse got everybody weighed and measured, and now we're, most everybody's done curl ups and shoulder flexibility tests. So we still have three tests in case of push ups. Oh, I got triplets done yesterday. We'll get some done today. We should be wrapping that up.
Coach, I think I'm going to be here for our next pack. So sad.
I know. Well, maybe I'll come.
you are more than welcome.
Let me say hello. I don't want to commit yet.
You're fine. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, well, what you got going on?
Oh, I forgot.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Field day, May 16th.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I thought that is coming up. May 16th. And, you know, we're doing Olympic field day because I've already turned in the t-shirt idea to Miss Herrera. On shirts, but I forgot we just did it 3 years ago because of COVID. But I can switch up some of the stations for different, except for Maddie. She goes, "Well, just did that 3 years ago." So did the athletes that are competing this year. They just did it 3 years. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
90 degree weather.
That would be. Okay, sorry. Miss Mel.
Star the next 3 weeks. All right, Miss Loya, do you have anything for the cafeteria?
Teachers will be. Do the little ones take their food back?
Well, I know of a difference in them sitting in the cafeteria, sitting in the classroom.
But it's a makeup day, so that, yeah. You know.
We have a one. Mm-hmm. I don't have a one.
Yeah.
What?
Next Thursday.
Yeah.
Parents up here with lunch and everything.
No,
a Thursday.
Thursday.
Well, maybe they can. They're just saying water.
Drinks, cases of drinks for the kids. Here's a Dr. Pepper. Here's some cake. Ice cream.
I was going to tell you, yeah, that can still be close here. But just go to the one. That you can't.
I mean, I know.
That's good.
Oh, that's good for her.
I knew it was closed, but I was like,
that's good for me. I'll provide treats for kids.
Here's a nutty buddy.
Reese's.
Okay, so you'll let us know if there's any findings and we need to update the policy and plan and all that. Okay. All right. Looks like PTO, we don't have anybody from PTO here today. Joanna, you're not in PTO, correct? Or are you?
I am, but I do not attend the meetings. Sorry, I'm in the background of PTO.
No, you're good. You're good. Okay. So the only thing I have for PTO is like the snack cart's coming up the end of April. Teacher Appreciation Week is going to be May 6th through 9th. And we got a couple of uniform exemption days. Is it, that's, which day is it?
That's what it, that's
April, May?
I know, but there's
going to be a different one.
Well, I mean, still 6th through 9th, but there's a couple of days the previous week, like the Thursday, probably. And then 6th through 9th.
It will begin on May 2nd.
May 2nd.
So the exact days are May 2nd, May 3rd, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay. All right. Upcoming events. We have STAR coming up, iReady testing, days, college t-shirt days, a couple of field trips, concert, all that good stuff. The talent show is May 2nd. You have that. Field day, May 16th. Kindergarten celebration. And then our Jaguar journey on May 22nd. I'm sad.
Oh, I
know. Robert will be here next year. The field trips that I have are, I have an orchestra one next week on April 9th. Okay. That May 3rd. Polly said it was May 3rd because it was the next time that I had to do attendance meetings. So that's the only reason I knew. It's on, yeah, it's on next the Friday.
So both field trips are on the 3rd?
No, May May 3rd is the third grade. April 9th is orchestra. So that's next week. Right.
Oh, that's.
And then I don't know if eighth grade is, are they still have
they will not. That lunch is provided there. Check with Miss Polly to make sure that I'm almost positive that money.
But she just told me about it yesterday. So, and then eighth grade, do they have one May 9th? Eighth grade? Are they doing their field trip? I've got it tentatively May 9th, but I'm not 100% on that one.
You can be at 9:30. On May 9th is 7th grade, and they're going to the Petroleum Museum from 10 to 11:30.
Eighth grade usually has a field trip. Do you know if they're going to do anything? They usually go to the park.
They do, and it is okay. It's on the thing.
Is it just that? I mean, is it just eight or seven?
That petroleum zone is just seven. Hold on, middle school, Monday, May 20th. That's when they'll go
Okay.
to, and it says from 8 to 1. So they're going to come back and eat here. And on it. Well, check with Miss Moore, but I do think they're eating here. But check with her just in case. Because I'm going to say if they're back at 1,
They would
that's
eat
like right on the
that.
money. But that's right on their lunch. I'm back. Check with Miss Moore. She's back in.
Nine.
Oh, yep, eighth grade. I'm so sorry. You're right. May 8th is eighth grade.
May 8th.
And they're going to UTPB
Okay.
May 8th from 9:30 to 12:30. So they will eat that day.
Okay. So May 8th, May 9th,
Oh, I know. I know.
and May 20th. Okay, gotcha.
Yes, ma'am. It's all on the calendar just in case I.
Okay.
And I'll take them off if something happens.
Okay. All right, and then awards are coming up next week, and then we have one on the 21st of May as well. Be our last one. Anybody have anything else? Oh, who's that?
Sounds good.
April 9th?
No,
9th? 5, 9. Muffins for mom.
Dallas.
Okay, so the only other thing for the board is I'll do my end of year report for Shaq and give it to Mr. Coker to report in for that. Shaq meetings, do we want to do the same time next year? Does this work for everybody? Yes. Okay. So tentatively, unless we have to do one before then due to the fentanyl stuff, I have down the Fridays again. So I've got October 4th, December 6th, February 7th, and April 4th. Those are all the Fridays. February 7th and April 4th. Tentatively, this we'll plan for next year.
Keep it at 8:10.
Yes. 8:10 to 8:15-ish. We may try to do Zoom links next year. Maybe they'll Zoom a little bit better. We have to record it anyways, and that's how I record. So maybe if we send out next year Zoom links, that might help too. Yes.
Whatever
clip art.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, but I really don't know anything. Dojo, like whenever you do your message that she's going to send to you.
All right, well, that's all I have for the Shack meeting. So we'll go ahead and close it at 8:35.